This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the role of the middle class in the country's growth and said their aspirations are giving impetus to the nation's progress. Replying to the debate on the motion of thanks to the President's address in Rajya Sabha yesterday, the Prime Minister highlighted the government's decision to empower the middle class by giving more money in their hands. Mr. Modi said a new middle class has emerged in the country and his government is standing with strong commitments with this new middle class.
25 करोड़ लोगों को गरीबी से बाहर निकालना ये हमारे लिए गर्व का विषय है कि हमने एक बहुत बड़ा काम किया है और आज गरीबी से निकलकर वो एक न्यू मिडिल क्लास हमारे देश में अर्जित हुआ है. हमारे न्यू मिडिल क्लास और मिडिल क्लास की आकांक्षाएं आज देश के लिए गति देने वाली शक्ति हमारे देश की एक नई ऊर्जा है. देश की प्रगति का सबसे बड़ा आधार है.
Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said, the Sabka Saath Sabka Vigas model of governance is incomprehensible for Congress as the whole party is dedicated to one family. Asserting that the BJP-led NDA government's model of development is nation first, which focuses on satisfaction rather than appeasement, he said, people have tested, understood and supported this model and therefore gave his government the mandate for the third time. The issue of deportation of Indian nationals from the USA rocked both houses of parliament yesterday as the opposition demanded a discussion on the issue. Making a statement on the issue in the Rajya Sabha, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said, the process of deportation of illegal immigrants is a generally accepted principle in international relations, asserting that it is in the collective interest of the nations to increase legal mobility. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, is announcing today the decision of its Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, meeting amid widespread expectations of 25 basis points reduction in interest rate after a gap of nearly 5 years. New RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, who chaired his first MPC meeting, is expected to announce the decision of the 6-member panel. The 3-day meeting of the MPC started on Wednesday. And now we take you live to the announcement by the Governor.
High-frequency indicators suggest resilience, along with continued expansion in trade. Progress on global disinflation is stalling, hindered by services price inflation. With receding expectations on the size and pace of rate cuts in the U.S., the U.S. dollar has strengthened, bond yields have hardened, emerging market economies have witnessed large capital outflows, leading to sharp depreciation of their currencies and tight.
The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has reached a significant milestone by surpassing 5 crore claim settlements in the financial year 2024-25. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya announced this yesterday. He said the claims have exceeded the 4.45 crore claims settled in the previous year. All preparations are in full swing for the counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held tomorrow. The Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, Alice Vaz, informed that 19 counting centres have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for counting of votes. Around 5,000 staff members comprising counting supervisors, counting assistants, micro-observers, statistical staff and other supporting personnel have been deployed and trained for the counting process. A digital exhibition has been set up at the Maha Kumbh Mela in Prayagraj to educate public about the 3 new criminal laws in the country. The laws are Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshay Adhiniyam. Our correspondent reports that the new laws have replaced the Indian Penal Code, Code of Criminal Procedure and Indian Evidence Act. The 38th Surajkund International Crafts Fair, a unique confluence of colours, art, crafts, music and cultural heritage, is starting from today in Faridabad. 9th Asian Winter Games, AWG 2025, will kick off at Harbin in China this evening. The games will continue till 14th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.